Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Pigskins at Tutus podcast show. I am sitting in line waiting for my little girl to get out of school. I figured might as well jump on here and kill some time and do a little podcast show about the week one of the NFL and what a week it was. Bear with me here. I got the AC running because it is hot in here in Texas. So if you hear the noise in the background, that's probably just the AC blowing. Anyways, what a week one we had. A lot of teams did well. A lot of teams did bad. Some did in between. Some won, even though they probably shouldn't have. The Green Bay Packers game was on Thursday night. We opened up the season, the 100th season of the NFL. We opened it up with the longest rival in NFL history, Green Bay Packers versus the Bears. And let me tell you what, coming into this game, I didn't predict us to win. I actually picked us to lose this game just because it's a division game against the Bears. The Bears were a good team last year. They have the best defense in the league. And I figured that would carry over. I figured the Bears' offense would do a little bit better than they did. Trubisky looked very bad in this game. And I'm going to give kudos to the Green Bay's defense. And that's the biggest thing that took out of this. If you watch that game, you're probably thinking, man, what a slow, boring game. We won the game 10-3. Our offense looked very stagnant, very slow, very bad. We couldn't keep Rodgers on his feet. But the main thing I'm taking away from this is Green Bay might have a defense. The Smiths that we took in the free agency off season, we got these two guys and they have been killer. They got to Trubisky a lot. They sacked him the same amount of times than as Aaron Rodgers was sacked, which is 5. But our defense looked great. We pressured Trubisky. We had great coverage where Trubisky had nowhere to go with the football. He also was missing throws. We slowed down their running game. They really went away from the running game, which surprised me. And I think our defense deserves an A+. And that's the one thing that's humming around the Green Bay Packers fan pages is this defense. Aaron Rodgers after the game was celebrating with the defensive coordinator. Was very humble and basically just, you know, he came out and said, we've got a defense. We have a defense, because that's something we don't really have in Green Bay. We haven't had in a couple years. And the last time you really had a good defense, we won the Super Bowl. So that. Survivor. I stayed alive in my Survivor, so that's a good thing. Fantasy, I lost. I lost by 4 points. I was projected to win, and then Monday night happened, and I lost. Now, what sucks is I had three guys on the bench that went off. I had the tight end for Baltimore. Was only supposed to give me 7 points, and ended up getting me 28. If I played one of those guys, I win. The rookie running back from Oakland, he scored 24 points, or 22 points. He was only supposed to get me 12, but I have Zeke, and who else do I have? I have Zeke Elliott and Le'Veon Bell. So I was like, nah, I'm not switching him out for the rookie, and it bit me in the butt. Especially since Denver's defense is supposed to be pretty good. But that's my little recap for week one. Week two should be good. We got the, let's see what kind of matches we got. Vikings and Packers should be a really good game. We got the Cowboys and Redskins. Cowboys should win. This is a team that has the best roster they've had in years. They could be a Super Bowl contender. They should go into the Redskins and they should beat them. Let's see, you got Colts and Titans. Should be a very underrated game to watch. Seahawks, Steelers. Seahawks should win that game. Let's see. That's really Saints and Rams. Boom, that's it right there. Saints and Rams, 3:25 on Sunday. Should be the game of the week. You got the Falcons and the Eagles playing Sunday night, so that should be good as well. So, two really good games there. Three good games if you count the Packers Vikings. I think that's a good game. Always a good matchup to watch. Last season they ended up in a tie after a horrible call on Clay Matthews for roughing the passer. We won't get into that though, but. I didn't see a lot of that new rule where you could challenge the pass interference calls. I didn't see it come in and ruin any games or do anything like that. So that's good for week one. I don't like that rule. I think that it'll go away. I think it's only implemented for 1 year to see how it kind of goes. I think it'll go away. I don't know if the coaches like it, but I don't like it. It's to the point where you start to being able to challenge a judgment call is very difficult, and I think once you start challenging judgment calls like that, as far as pass interference stuff, I think that becomes a no-no. So, I don't like it. And then you got coaches game planning of just within two minutes we're just gonna Hail Mary it, and hopefully we get the booth review. So people are trying to use it to their advantage, which is smart. But I just don't like it in general. So, but that's what I got for week one. I survived Survivor. Week two's coming up tomorrow night. And I'm looking forward to week two of the NFL. It's crazy. Week one's already come and gone. And a lot of your guys are doing what you're, you know, a lot of the teams, I hope they're living up to your expectations. The Browns fans, they probably are disappointed. Bears fans are probably disappointed. Packer fans are disappointed in the offense, but a win's a win, and we'll take it. The defense looked really good. And just hope they can continue that. And, so that's about it. I'm going to go ahead and sign off this week, but I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy Thursday Night Football tomorrow night. I will not be watching. I got to go to bed and get up early to go to work. But good luck to your teams. Unless they're facing my team, then they can lose. And, yeah. All right, everybody. Have a good week.